It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Primary season is here, and all eyes are on Ohio, especially on the Republican primary in the race to replace retiring Senator Rob Portman. On Sunday, while holding a rally in Nebraska in support of Charles Herbster, a Republican gubernatorial candidate accused of sexually assaulting 8 women, the former guy demanded that Joe Biden take a cognitive test, and then he bragged about how he aced his. And then he couldn't remember the name of the guy he endorsed.
You know, we've endorsed Dr. Oz. We've endorsed JP, right? J.D. Mandel, and he's doing great.
Well, the dotard actually endorsed J.D. Vance, not J.P., J.D. Vance. You know, the hillbilly elegy author, former Never Trumper. Mandel is the last name of the other MAGA candidate. You know, the one supported by Ted Cruz and other similarly delusional Republicans. There is one top-tier candidate who has acknowledged the reality of the 2020 election, State Senator Matt Dolan, who appears to be benefiting from a last-minute surge. I guess we'll find out tomorrow. In the meantime, on the Democratic side, the top three candidates are Morgan Harper, Tracy Johnson, and Tim Ryan. Harper is the progressive in the race, Tim Ryan the more centrist congressman, and of course, there's the other primary to watch for the House seat between progressive Nina Turner and incumbent Chantel Brown. Over the weekend, Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi and about a half dozen U.S. lawmakers made an unannounced visit to Kyiv, Ukraine, where they met for 3 hours with President Volodymyr Zelensky. And this week, Pelosi, back at home, will try to steer President Biden's $33 billion aid package for Ukraine through Congress. And now we learn that the First Lady, Jill Biden, is slated to visit Romania and Slovakia from May 5th through the 9th, where she'll meet with educators, service members, and displaced Ukrainians. As for President Biden, he'll visit a Lockheed Martin facility in Alabama on Tuesday that manufactures those Javelin anti-tank missiles. You know, that's what President Zelensky was asking the former guy for when he attempted to extort him in that very far from perfect phone call. Remember, we learned that Zelensky asked Trump for an increase in military aid specifically to purchase more Javelin anti-tank missiles. And Trump responded by saying, quote, "I would like you to do us a favor, though." The Javelin is still the weapon most in demand by the Ukrainian military. Ukraine has told the U.S. it needs about 500 of them each day. Well, for what feels like weeks, we've been talking about the hundreds of Ukrainians still trapped inside a steel plant in Mariupol and the false starts on humanitarian evacuation deals. Well, President Zelensky on Sunday said that some people are getting out and at least 100 had been evacuated on Sunday. The civilians had sheltered in tunnels under the plant, along with hundreds of other civilian and Ukrainian fighters still defending the city against the Russians. Zelensky said the freed civilians would be taken to a controlled area as the United Nations and other international groups try to get more people out. Closer to home, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas issued a stern warning to immigrants who might attempt to enter the U.S. through its southern border. On Sunday, he said, quote, "Do not come." And he emphasized that if a record-breaking 18,000 migrants are encountered at the border daily, as anticipated by the department, it would put a, quote, "strain on the system." That's an understatement. Well, unfortunately, the Manhattan grand jury that was hearing evidence against Donald Trump is expiring. A lot of questions about what went on in that Manhattan DA's office. But meanwhile, prosecutors in Fulton County, Georgia, begin selecting a grand jury who'll consider whether the former president should be charged with criminally disrupting the 2020 election. A key piece of evidence is a phone call that the former guy made on January 2nd, 2021, to Georgia's Secretary of State, Brad Raffensperger, in which Trump told him, "I just want to find 11,780 votes." So this is your regular reminder that just because people want COVID to be over doesn't mean it is. But big gatherings are happening again. For instance, lots of ridiculous outfits will be on display tonight for fashion's biggest event of the year, the Met Gala 2022. You might remember last year brought us AOC's infamous Tax the Rich dress. And that's also when we learned way too much information about Nicki Minaj's cousins, friends, big testicles, right? And of course, on Saturday night, the White House Correspondents Association annual dinner was back after a years-long absence due to both COVID and a president without a sense of humor. Trevor Noah struck just the right chord.
Ron is playing it coy, man. He won't even tell people if he got the booster. Yeah, or as they say in Florida, don't ask, don't tell. Am I right? I see you, Ron. You see, what I like about Ron DeSantis is like if Trump was the original Terminator, DeSantis is like the T-1000. You know, you're smarter than him. You're slicker than him. You can walk down ramps. Yeah. Because you see, no, Trump said he won the election, but everyone was just able to look at the numbers and see that he was wrong. That's why Ron DeSantis is one step ahead. First you ban the math textbooks, then nobody knows how to count the votes. Boom, my man.
And even President Biden was in rare form.
Everyone had to prove they were fully vaccinated and boosted. So if you're at home watching this and you're wondering how to do that, just contact your favorite Fox News reporter. They're all here, vaccinated and boosted. All of them.
And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.